Hello.
Hello. Hi, Connor. How are you?
Not bad. How about you?
I'm good. You know, just here working away. I figured, you know what? He's probably talking to a client or he's probably finishing up, so he'll call me back. Did you get to the office yet?
Yep, I'm here. I'm ready to go.
Okay. Awesome. So, let me do this. Connor, what is your last name?
Wiseman. W-I-S-E-M-A-N.
M-A-N. Okay. Now, the best email for you I have is D-R-Wise, the letter M, the number 4, and then the letter N as in Nancy, at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Can we actually put down, it would be 95, and then my name, Connor Wiseman, at Gmail?
Yeah. At Gmail. Okay. So I'm going to update it to that. So this is like how we correspond with you, too. Okay. So the 95, Connor, and you spell it with two N's, right? C-O-N-N-O-R?
Yep.
And then Wiseman, W-I-S-E-M-A-N, at gmail.com, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, so now the number that I currently see listed for the business, and this will be the best number for us to contact you on, is that going to be the 269-358-6959?
Yep.
Okay. And currently, how I see the company reading on your Google profile page is Wise Choice Lawn Care LLC, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Did you originally verify it at your home address?
What's that, my business? Battle Creek?
Yeah, the profile.
Yeah, I get stuff there for the business at my home address.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that's what the address is hidden, so just so you know. We don't ever want that address showing anyways. Okay, and Connor, the card that you're using, what's the name on the card? Yours, the business, both?
It's going to be mine, just with my middle initial in there, which is a J.
J? Okay. Yeah. And what's the billing address for that card?
104
uh-huh.
Clifton Place.
Uh-huh.
Battle Creek, Michigan, 49017.
Perfect.
Clifton is just C-L-I-F-T-O-N.
Yes. That's a suggestion that comes up. Like when you're typing, it'll give the suggestion. So,
okay.
Okay, awesome. And then is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
And what's the card number when you're ready? Starts with the 4.
Okay. Yep, it's 4946-4410-0083-2209.
Expiration month and year?
0325.
0325. And what's the CVV code on the back?
395.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
You can just put first pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Bruno.
Oh, okay. Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing along with your invoice, okay? When I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So please state the name of your
business.
Yes, how it currently reads. Mm-hmm.
Wise Choice Lawn Care, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Connor Wiseman, business owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Connor, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes you might get a company that's, you know, trying to sell you another type of online product. They're not associated with us. Connor, we're never going to ask you to pay more than the $249 a month. I would suggest and get into the habit of always asking what's your security question. Because if you ask that and they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
So is that mean that I can still advertise on my own, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So let me explain what it means, okay? What we're saying here is we're not saying that you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that it's not a service that we're already providing you. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's all we're saying. So just give us a call and we'll tell you, oh, yeah, we're not doing that. Go for it. You know what I mean? Because we just don't want you spending more money. And then if it is something that we're already doing and then you go and do it somewhere else, it's going to hurt you more instead of helping you. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
So as far as like the Facebook marketing, I can still do that for my page, correct?
I would recommend, like, you could do your posting, right? But we're going to be managing your Facebook ads, okay? So you're not going to be incurring click fees with us because we're managing those ads, okay? So it's going to save you some money. Now, if you go and do them on your own, keep in mind, you're paying for ads on your own, and then plus we're doing them. Do you see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I would suggest let us handle it because it's part of your package. But I would encourage, like, you could do the marketplace. You could do the communities. You know what I mean? Posting on there. Post on your Facebook page. Keep your content fresh because we're not going to be doing the posting. We're just managing the Facebook ads. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 18th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment, Connor, will be charged on August 18th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. I'm actually texting you that number right now. So that number is 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask, Connor, is just make sure that you call us at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. So you already know, just call 3 business days before the 18th, so that way you don't get charged on that date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll be updating the package and I'll be processing the payment. Can you take a quick look to make sure that you got the text that I sent you with the number to customer support?
Yep, I got it.
Okay. I would like you right now, if you can, save that number in your contacts under local splash, so that way you never lose our phone number. Now, if you also take a look in that same text, I went ahead and already sent you your username and your password. That is for your client dashboard, your reporting system, okay? So your username is always going to be your phone number. The password is a password that we generate for you. You could always update it to a password of your choice if you want, okay? Now, while you're doing that, I'm just going to go over a few notes for my technician. How does your schedule look for today for your client interview? Typically, the client interview, you don't have to be in front of a computer. It's basically going to take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do block out an hour in case it goes a little bit longer because you had more questions or details. I can kind of give you the times, what I have left for later on this afternoon, evening. I actually have, whatever time I give you is your time, okay? So I have a 4 to 5 Eastern time, I have a 5 to 6, and I have a 6 to, I might have a 6 to 7, I would have to ask.
Let's just go with the 5 to 6.
5 to 6, okay. I'm going to send you this calendar invite, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know, Connor, that we're going to be calling you between 5 and 6 o'clock. It'll be from an 877 number. So just make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, of course, if you're in the middle of something and you need like 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. If I'm not in a meeting, I will actually be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician, okay? So I'm going to really try to make myself available. As long as I'm not on a call or in a meeting, we're good, okay? Let me get this email sent to you, and I probably only need like maybe 5 minutes, and then we'll be all set, okay?
All right, sounds
now,
good.
Let me see here, 95 Connor Wiseman, that's the email. And I'll also send you a reminder an hour before your interview, too, just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour in case it slips your mind, okay?
Okay.
So there we go, and that'll be Eastern time for you, 5 to 6. Okay. Are you doing residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
I do both.
Okay. Do you want, I'm putting landscaping, do I put lawn care maintenance? What do you want me to notate, hon, in your services?
Yeah, lawn care maintenance, power washing.
Okay.
Driveway seal coating.
Okay.
Spring and fall cleanup.
Okay.
Snow removal.
That's a good one. I was just going to ask you about that. Okay. And, you know, you mentioned earlier something about retaining walls, I think, right?
Yeah, I think that would be kind of more classified in, like, the hardscaping and stuff. But if
okay.
you want to put it down as retaining
yeah,
walls.
Yeah, do you want me to put hardscape and then I could put retaining
yeah.
walls? You know, just because if someone's looking up just to have a retaining wall done, I want to make sure that they can still find you, you know?
Yeah,
what about
cool.
gutter cleaning or anything like that?
Yep, I do gutter cleaning as well.
Okay. It's so funny. I told my husband, I'm all, what is that thing like kind of standing out of the gutter? And he's like, yeah, we got to get up there and clean the gutter. He tried to like cut it and the gutter started falling down. I'm like, oh my God, can you just get a ladder?
But yeah, I do, bush trimming and tree trimming as well.
Oh, good. Okay. Perfect. All right. And then, you know, you can change these at any time, you know, remove some, add some. It doesn't cost you more. Just let the team know. And then I have the Google Business Profile page here. Are you licensed and insured or in the process or not a requirement where you're at? I just asked.
Yep,
it's not a requirement.
I'm licensed and insured.
Oh, good for you. Okay. And then I do have your Facebook page attached here. So let me tell you, and the technician will walk you through it too. You're going to add us on as managers to your Google Business Profile and managers to your Facebook page. You still hold the full ownership to both pages. We're just listed as managers, so that way we can optimize your Google Business Profile, maintain it on the first page, and so that way we can also manage your Facebook ads, okay? Let me see here. Okay, got the website attached there. Okay, are you interested in putting a tracking number or just keep it with your phone number as it currently shows? It's an option. It doesn't cost you anything, but basically the tracking number comes with an app that you download from the App Store. And Connor, it allows you to track your messages, your phone calls. You could even block a spam call if one came in. Totally up to you.
Yeah, I guess if you can send that over to me.
Okay, so you want me to have them go over that a little bit more with you? You want me to put like a maybe on it? Or do you want us to put the tracking number?
You could just put a maybe on it right now.
I'm going to put maybe, and I'm going to say needs more info. How about that? Okay.
Okay.
And then now with the Facebook ads, we could target as far as 50 miles, but when I last spoke with you, you were doing about a 20 to 25 mile radius. Do you want to keep it at 25?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your preference when we communicate with you? Do you prefer we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Probably phone and text.
Phone and text. Okay. I see your hours of operation on your Google Business Profile is Monday through Friday, 8 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, you're closed. Is that correct?
You could put on Saturday, just put 9 to 5.
Okay, Saturday, 9 to 5. Let me put that here. All right. And then, let's see what's left. So Saturday, 9 to 5. What are your forms of payments that you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Yeah, cash, check, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, credit cards. So I got a Square reader for my cards.
Oh,
okay.
I love Square. I love Square. When I used to run my own business 10 years ago, I had Square. I loved it. It keeps everything, like, really, you know, like when you do your taxes too. So, okay, awesome. Now, I need you to take a look at either your text messages or your emails. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It'll say, hello, Connor. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Let me know when you see it.
Okay, I'm getting it pulled up right now.
No worries. Take your time. We're already almost done.
Okay, for that, what, you just need me to agree and then certify on that?
Yes, so you're going to click on the two boxes below your phone number that you agree to receive text messages. The other one is certifying it's your name on the card that you provided. At the bottom, type your name exactly as it reads, no period after your initial. And then what you'll do is you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should take you to a page that'll say Local Splash, username and password. Just let me know when you see it.
Okay.
Okay. So when you get to that page, that's how you know you're in your client dashboard.
Okay, it's popping up username and password now.
Perfect. Remember the username and password I sent you earlier? This is where you would input that. So this is your tracking and reporting system. If you try to go in there now, Connor, you're not going to be able to see anything because they're going to be creating that. Okay?
Okay?
So last thing to go over with you. is a timeline, and I'm glad that we're doing your client interview today. So starting from today, we're getting moving. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live, up and running. Those will be visible. Can start generating new calls too, okay? Now, what we state in our terms and conditions is that the first page placement on Google, that can take 45 to 60 days. That's always going to be the timeline I'm going to give you. In your case, it can happen a lot sooner, because you already have the Google Business profile. It's not like we're having to get you verified and all that. You've already done that first step. It's a matter of you adding us on as managers. So it could happen a lot sooner for you, but I will always still say 45 to 60 days, okay? I also want you to keep in mind, we're going to be sending you notifications as soon as these steps are being processed. So we'll let you know as soon as you're on the first page. We're going to let you know when you have a lead, like someone left you a review. We're going to be notifying you about all of this when your Facebook ads are live. So we're going to keep you in the loop as steps are being completed. And when you're receiving those reviews or leads, you know, that someone sent you a message or what have you, we're going to keep you in the loop of all of that. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first, Connor, to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity.
Yeah, no problem. I just do have a question, actually, because I'm not sure if I can access my my Google Business profile. I'm not sure about that. I know that I popped up on Google, but I just don't know if, you know,
how
if I have a profile
it.
And everything set up on there. Yeah.
You do, yeah, you do have a profile. So if you're not sure how to access it, there's another email that we sent you and a message. What I would recommend is start sending us pictures. On that one, it'll say action, photos needed for Google verification. We just send that to everybody, right? What I would suggest for you, if you're not sure if you have that access, we're going to get the access for you and we're going to claim it for you. But I would suggest that you start sending us on that list. We ask you, send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your business license, your business insurance. Send us all of that, because when we go to claim it for you, okay, if Google asks us about any of that, we already have that in place. Okay? We're not having to call you and then say, hey, Connor, we need you to send this. Hey, Connor, do you have this? It's better that you just send it to us now. So this way we have it, just if for any reason. Okay? It's actually the one, if you look at your phone or your emails, it'll be the one that says action photos needed for Google verification.
Okay.
And on there, it gives you a list, and there's a little hyperlink. You can upload the pictures to, or you can email it to us, whatever's easiest for you, okay? And I'll notate that on there with the technician to let them know you're not sure if you have that access or not. Do you remember who built you the Google Business profile? Did you do it, or was it someone else?
No, I had somebody do my website for me, so I'm not sure if they're
if maybe they did
that.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Well, you're not paying them for that, right?
No, I paid them for my website.
Okay. Maybe they might have just created it for you. So it's usually like your email that they'll like create it, the login. But it's okay. I'll tell them that you don't have the access to it. You're not quite sure. So that way we can go ahead and claim it and get you the access. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we'll talk to you between 5 and 6 o'clock today, okay? And I'll send you the reminder an hour before. Any other questions before I let you get back to work?
Nope, I think that's it right now.
All right, my dear. So we'll talk to you in a bit, okay?
All right. And you said I can start after I talk to the technician later. I can kind of start seeing, you know, if there's any leads generated or anything with the login.
I would see. After talking to the technician, like, you can log into it, right? You're not going to see much results in your client dashboard. Basically, I would say within 5 to 7 days, you'll start seeing, right? You'll be able to view, like, your profiles from there or what have you. I'm going to also ask them to create you a tiny URL, too, so that way you can start sending it to your clients and asking them to leave you reviews, because that's going to be helpful for you, too. So we'll make it real simple for you, so that way you can, you know, email them or text them your link, and ask them to leave you a review. I encourage you to do that. Okay.
Okay.
Now, as far as like with your results, right? That's why I give you the timeline that I give you, because basically your Facebook ads are up within 7 to 14 days. But remember, if someone goes on Google and let's say they didn't call you, but once they go to their Facebook page, all of a sudden they're going to see your ad appear. That's also going to help you reach more new clients. Okay. So you can generate calls from that too. So I would say give it 5 to 7 days to start going into your client dashboard and seeing what activity is going on in there. Because you'll even be able to see how many times they clicked on your Google Business Profile, how many times your Google Business Profile came up in the search results. You're going to be able to see all of that, how many times it clicked on your Facebook ad. So we want you to track all of that success with us, right? Because, you know, at least you're not just taking our word for it that, hey, Connor, it's working. Like, you got this many. No, you're going to track your results. That's important. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my dear. Any other questions?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, so we'll talk to you later on this evening, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Connor. Bye.
Yep.